75 years after the Battle of Gettysburg, the veterans of the Civil War were still coming here for reunions. Today, we visit with a man who attended that event on this edition of The American Countryside. James Tate graduated from Gettysburg High School in 1937. The next year, he got the chance to witness history, the 75th reunion of veterans at Gettysburg Battlefield.
I was down at the Western Rail Railroad Station on Carlisle Street when all these old veterans came in by train.
Boy Scouts were assigned to each veteran to help the elderly gentlemen navigate the town and reunion events.
They're wearing the uniforms, you know, some are in gray, some are in blue, long beards, sideburns, medals. And the average age was 94. The oldest fellow was 112. Came in here from Oakland, California.
James understood that this would be the last such reunion, and he took advantage of the moment.
I managed to shake hands with a Confederate veteran and a Union veteran. Couldn't get much conversation because of so many people milling around, you know, and these fellows are quite old.
The reunion took place on July 1st through 3rd, 1938. President Franklin Roosevelt came to speak and dedicate the Eternal Light Peace Memorial.
They figured there were about 250,000 to 300,000 people around Gettysburg on July the 3rd when FDR dedicated the monument.
The crowds were a story in itself.
People would come knocking on your door, may I park in your yard or sleep in your yard? There weren't enough motels and enough restaurants.
He remembers the veterans were housed in tents near the battlefield.
They were encamped on the Mummersburg Road, the Confederate soldiers on one side of the road, the Union soldiers on the other side, but they would fraternize. I can remember I was up on Oak Ridge. I could look down and see these fellas. You saw some heated discussions going on there, but I never saw anybody whack anybody with a cane.
Today, Tate is in his 90s and serves as a battlefield guy. Traveling the countryside in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, I'm Andrew McCray.